Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here at Fenway Park, by the way, Alex Cora was part of the four coaches that joined us earlier on the program. Good news is we'll play a lot of it probably tomorrow because there was some good stuff there. And Alex, as usual, every Wednesday with us, brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. Next two people are pretty familiar to Boston sports fans. Bob Stanley, of course, pitched many years for the Boston Red Sox, and his son Kyle Stanley is here. Kyle, it's great to see you. Can we get that microphone on here, guys?
Hello.
I don't think the mic's on. Here we go. You ran a marathon?
I did, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a rash decision, but it was all about raising money for the Jimmy Fund.
So I saw the whole documentary that they did with you guys, and your father said, he's crazy. He's just trying to run a marathon. He's crazy.
He's nuts.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did it. Unbelievable.
So tell us your story, because it was a sinus tumor, right?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed on my ninth birthday. I had a tumor the size of a man's fist in my right sinus. And I went right into Dana-Farber and had 6 months of chemo and a year of radiation, and then in February, after that, the following year, I was had a surgery to remove what was left of the tumor, and been cancer-free ever since.
Unbelievable.
So it started when you were 9?
Yeah, I was having headaches when I was 9.
And how old are you now?
I am 38.
Wow.
Yep.
And all this started with you going to Dana-Farber. Was Lisa Sherber there when you were there?
I think she was, yeah.
So, Kyle, how old were you?
Lisa was there in 1872. I remember it well.
Yeah, Lisa was there.
Kyle, how old were you when you were cancer-free? How long of a process was it? A few years?
So, in February in 1991, I had the tumor removed, and I've been cancer-free ever since.
Oh, wow.
I was 10 years old.
Wow. That was amazing because I remember Kyle as a kid,
yep,
and around the team or whatever. Matter of fact, I remember you saying that you would have left that last year because you walked away from the game. You could have pitched another year, couldn't you?
Yeah, I had another year on my contract.
Yeah.
Gave it back. I would have quit anyway. So
because of what he was dealing with.
Right. I couldn't let my wife do that by herself.
How difficult was that for the entire family when you're going through what he's going through? And, of course, you're also a celebrity in town. People know everything that's going on.
Well, you know, a lot of I used to go to Jimmy Fund all the time and visit kids. And, you know, like 5 years before that, I visited a boy that was terminally ill. And I brought him my jersey and a Jim Rice autographed bat. And he ended up passing away. 5 years later, the doctor, Dr. Holcomb Greer, says, "You remember Devin?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "Kyle has the same tumor."
Ugh.
So I'm like, "Oh, my God." He says, but we've done research, and, you know, it's better than it was 5 years ago for, you know, poor Devin. And
how crazy is that, though, Bob? You're sitting there, and you're dealing with a kid, and you're hearing about the kid, and he passes away, and the next thing you know, your son has exactly what that kid.
I still believe Devin's buried in my jersey, with my jersey. And I still believe to this day that Devin looked over him, took care of him. Mm.
Well, it is just the research alone, when you think about how long ago you were diagnosed, how young you were, to where you are now, and just the strides and the clinical research that has been done and the lives that have been saved because of the Jimmy Fund and people donating money, just how important it is for people to recognize how important, you know, a small donation can be to such a great cause.
That's the amazing thing to me in doing this now. I think it's been like 10 years for me that – when you hear doctors say, well, 10, 15 years ago, was it different than like 10? No, 2. You know, 1.
6
you know,
months in
whatever.
Some
like it's, and right now we have some trials there, and it's like, you know, fundraisers, obviously people calling in. Things are a little bit different than they were 28, 30 years ago.
Yeah, right, every here. Tuesday I used to have to carry him out of the clinic because of the chemo. You know, you just knocked them out. And now they walk out, with, you know, they're not really that sick. I mean, he was puking all over the place, and I had to carry him out. And we had a big joke after he got cured because he always gave us one of those little cups, you know, so just if he got sick, we had a stack of them in our house, and we said, my wife and I said, let's have a party, and we'll fill them up with peanuts and all that kind of stuff.
The used ones?
Yeah, yeah, no, not the used ones.
And so you you gave back. So you ran the marathon, you gave back.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I...
Did you train?
I did train. It was the worst part.
I mean, if the crazy thing is, collectively, if we couldn't do that.
No, we could.
If I say, okay, you take, you know, a couple, I'll take some. We couldn't do it collectively.
I can't drive 26. Yeah,
listen, it's baseball. He said Bob was the pitcher, so he had to run a little bit. I hit a double. You call timeout to get your breath. You know, I mean,
I didn't run a lot. Unless I was backing up home or something.
Yeah. That's an unbelievable story, though. When you look back at where you were as a kid. And what you were dealing with, and here you are as an adult, and you're perfectly fine. And everything has worked out, just, knock on wood, just been great.
You out in the field today?
Yeah, we're throwing out the first pitch.
He was, oh, my God, hold on.
He was a really good little league player.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about you. Is your arm getting better over the years, I hope? No?
I just had rotator cuff surgery last June. A year ago, June.
It's going to be ugly.
So I was, like, a little nervous. I went to Pawtucket couple weeks ago to throw out the first pitch, and I bounced it. So I got to aim higher tonight.
You know, do me a favor. Go online, look at 50 Cent first pitch. Okay? As long as you're better than that, you'll be
good.
Don't
do that.
Maybe it's in his head, and he'll end up doing it.
Exactly.
That one's awful. Yeah. Bob, it's great seeing you. It's been a long
time.
Bob. It's really great seeing you. Kyle, it's great to see you.
Thank
I remember you.
You
as a kid, and to see you now as an adult and see that everything worked out great. All thanks to Dana-Farber. We really appreciate you guys sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over here. And good luck with that pitch.
Good
luck with that pitch.
A little nervous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.